Well, that's a bung was in the side of the barrel that they got to using the barrels with a hole in the top of it where they put the syrup in. They used to have to pour it in the head of the barrel, but they put that in the side then. They got to using barrels for that in the side.
I see. In other words, the bung is just a plug.
Yeah, that's where they put it in there. That's where you got to fill in the barrels for the bung.
I see. And when you buy a few cans of food now at the store, what do they put them in so you can carry them home? What do you call that?
The sack? I mean, it's
a paper sack.
Paper sack, yeah.
When you were younger, if people would buy, say, a couple, 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes, what would those be put into?
Well, they'd have to do, they didn't have no paper sacks back then. They put them in a box or a basket there, carry it with them probably to the store themselves. They'd carry a hound back and made out of live oak out of the woods.
What are the, did you ever hear of, or did you ever use the word toe sack?
Toe sack? Croaker sack.
Croaker sack.
Yeah, that's what they use.
I see. And
that's what our fertilizer used to call in. They call guana.
Now, what's the difference between a croaker and a guana sack?
Well, it was all the same thing supposed to be in because they use paper though now mostly. Well, they do have the croaker sack right on there. They put some fertilizer in. Mm-hmm. Yet you can buy it either way most of the time.
Is a croaker sack pretty good cloth?
Yeah, it's made out of
cotton?
No, it's made out of, I don't know what it's made out of, some kind of grass, I think. Ground up.
So there's no difference between a croaker sack and a guana sack?
No, I don't think they call any difference in that.
Okay. And have you ever seen anybody play a musical instrument? There's blowing?
Yeah.
This?
Harp?
It's a harp, and
yeah.
He held it and
they call that a juice harp.
Juice harp. And on the farm, when you made some homemade playground equipment here, suppose you had a support and just a log, and one child would sit here and one sit here and go up and down.
What do you call that? Some kind of horse, they call it. And one jump off the hill and throw the other one over.
You ever call it a riding horse?
Yeah, that's called a riding horse.
Riding horse.
Yeah, I used to call it that.
And if you put a plank on a post,
that's where they do.
You go around.
That was a flying jenny, they called it.
And if you
laying one over there, it hurt him too, young'uns. I never did let him have them things. Well, he could get hurt on that jump.
I bet he could, if you went very fast. But
one fell off, but then you get that thing going so fast.
How did they fix the plank? How did they get the plank down in the post? They just drill a hole in it and put a...
Yeah, they had a hole drilled in it and it set over the post trimmed down. Trimmed the post down to smaller and bore a hole in the board, you see, and you go around that.
I see. You're kind of
you take a post that large and cut it down to an inch size if you wanted to put an inch or an inch and a half or something with that sticking up there and bore that big a hole in your board and put it over there.
I can see where
flying
around for sure. And if you sharpen a knife,
wet rock. Yeah.
And would you tell me something about the old wooden fences? You don't see very many
rail
left anymore, or this type of
rail fence.
Rail.
Yeah.
You ever hear that called a worm fence?
Yeah. They laid the worm. They came for the rail fence.
I see. The worm is...
Yeah, is it two bottom? Is the bottom.